Tom Shields, who is the president of Marketing Resource Group Inc. Tom, how are you?
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on the program. Interesting new poll out. For the first time in 9 years, most voters believe that the economy has turned the corner and is headed in the right direction. Tell us about this poll and what you learned.
It was a long time coming here, Tony. We've been doing polls surveying the mood of the electorate for 30 years, and this has been the longest drought that we've seen during that period of time of people feeling negative about the state. And it appears finally that we may have turned a corner, with a slight majority of people actually believing that that the state is headed in the right direction, more than those people who think that it's seriously off on the wrong track. It's not overwhelming, but it certainly has turned a corner, with 46% of people believing that the state's headed in the right track, and only 43% believing that it's wrong track. That's up from 25 to 56 just 6 months ago. 56% of people thought we were headed on the wrong track 6 months ago. So there's a dramatic shift over the last 6 months.
It's an interesting part of the poll that showed that the majority of voters in Oakland and Macomb counties, as well as mid-Michigan, Traverse City, and northern Michigan areas, believe that the state is headed in the right direction, while the voters in western Michigan, which has been very successful lately, Flint, Saginaw, and Wayne County, believe that the state is still on the wrong track.
Yeah, and I think that the Western Michigan is because Western Michigan has a different barometer than I think the rest of the state is, that they're used to having, a good solid economy. Even when Detroit was faltering, the auto industry was faltering, the Western Michigan economy is a little bit separate from that and not necessarily affected. So they don't see themselves back yet quite to where they're used to being, but they're still much better off than most of the rest of the state. Obviously, the city of Detroit has its own problems, and, getting near foreclosure there in the city of Detroit, but we did ask questions about what do you think about the economy, and majority of those people in the state, overwhelmingly in every area, think that the economy has improved in the last year, and more importantly, majority of voters, 54% of them, believe that the economy is going to continue to get better for the next year. And that's the first time we have seen numbers, all three of those numbers, people thinking that we're on the right track, people think the economy has improved, and people think the economy is going to continue to improve, all in the same poll, in the last 9 years.
Tom, what surprised you most about this poll?
Well, what surprised me most about the poll is that they seem that we've turned the corner. And I think, a lot of that has to do with the unemployment rate and a few other things. The unemployment rate, when it tends to hit that 10% margin, when it was going up before, back in, 2003, 2004, when it broke 10% of margin, we saw numbers drop considerably, and people thinking that's sort of a barometer to them of whether or not we're headed in the right direction. So we broke that barometer about 3 months ago, and we've continued to drop since then. So I think that's really been the telling thing here. But I think that the most telling is that everybody feels, positive about the future, and that's what I think is really crucial. It's crucial for those people who are in elected office, because people see the mood of the electorate is the same as the mood of the consumer, and when they're feeling good about things and they think things are turning around, they tend to re-elect incumbents, and then when they think things are off on the wrong track, they tend to want to throw the bums out of office, and that's where you get the large turnovers like we had 2 years ago in this state, when we had a tremendous amount of turnover in leadership in this state when the economy was really running negatively.
Tom Shields is the president of the Marketing Resource Group, Inc. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Tony.